Go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate, and then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You going to come here, we going to laugh, we going to educate, we going to entertain, and we going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more bunching and crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, and tap in. Let's get this episode started. Hey, live on a Wednesday. Hey, live on a Wednesday. Hey, live on a Wednesday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit. And we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir. He's back.
He's back.
What's going on, man? We here on another Wednesday episode. And listen, man, this week is about to be straight fire. This episode is about to be straight fire. And listen, man, this week been hell. I've been busy, long days. I ain't got a lot of sleep this week, but I got a lot of energy for this podcast. And I still been getting my workouts in. And listen, man, if you seen the content on TikTok and YouTube Shorts and Instagram, just know this about to be a hell of an episode, man. But anyway, if it is your first time watching, you're probably wondering, who is this ninja with a Carolina blue tank top on with the red headphones that don't match the black sunglasses with the cheetah print pillow in the back? This is the host of the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. And listen, if you're a returner, I need you to hit the like button. And shout out to the Playback Gang, because y'all keep the show going. I need y'all to hit the like button as well. And listen, before I get in these comments, ladies, be careful and beware of the big back simps. It's a big back simp in my comments right now on the one I just posted on Instagram a couple hours ago. He going hard to keep women big back. He called me a little boy. He said, I don't know what I'm talking about. Ladies, stay away from men like that, because they going to keep that back wider than all outside.
Big back activity.
They going to keep you with the Ford F-150 back.
Big back activity.
They going to keep you with the Ford Explorer back.
Big back activity.
So be careful with those type of men. And it's more jokes if you like them, because the podcast ain't even start yet. So with all that being said, let's get in these comments. Let's talk to the fam real quick, and let's get this episode going. That discount Leo DiCaprio looked like he getting ready to square up against Robert Paulson. Y'all wild, man. Have to get up early for my workout. Before work, I'll be asleep, so I won't be on the live. But shout out to the Playback Gang, of course. The guys on the thumbnails, they disagreeing. I fell off a few episodes because of my second job, but tonight, hey, live on a Wednesday. Hey, let's welcome Michael Hawkins back to the show. Michael Hawkins, welcome back to the show, brother. What we got? Watching C. Marty live from the Boogie Down Bronx. Shout out to the Bronx. Live on a Wednesday. Hey, C. Marty Wednesday. KB, what up? C. Marty Wednesday. Big backs can't stay. C. Marty's going live to say today. C. Marty and five. You know, I love it. Love the bars. Steph on a Wednesday. Hey, who else we got? Big backs, calorie stacks, haters attack. C. Marty and five. Oh, here y'all go back and forth. Wrapping my Less Brunches, More Crunches shirt this evening. Jenny, what up? Big Spider in the building. Marty, if you don't box jump 60 again by Friday, don't watch the podcast. I got you, bro. Next weekend. No, this weekend. I mean, this upcoming weekend, I got you. How's everybody doing tonight? Live on a Wednesday. Chris, ignore the hate. You're doing amazing work. Beth Ann Brown, welcome back to the show, everybody.
Welcome to the show.
Let's get this episode started. All right, man. So listen. He fell off, of course, because the third BBW. That's crazy. Anyway, so we got this thing here. If you watch the podcast and you seen my comments, you know they call me No Diddy.
No Diddy, you know.
They've called me, I hate black women. They say I love white women. They say all the shit when you tell black women they need to get in shape, right? But what happens when an overseas man tells a woman that she's too fat?
Big back activity.
What happens when a guy, when a European man tells a woman that she's too fat? If you don't know, we about to check it out right now. Hold on 1 second. Let me get my videos together. Here we go.
Always forever, you'll be the same.
Now you have to zip me. I'm
going to have to go to the, wow, you're too fat for me.
Oh, brother, now, this guy stinks.
If you didn't hear, or you not watch, if you can't see, they're dancing. And the guy says to her, whoa, you're too fat for me. Let's hear it one more time.
I'm going to have to go to the, wow, you're too fat for me.
Whoa, you're too fat for me. Look at that big ass smile.
Nope.
Look at that big ass smile.
Nope.
So some European black man, he's still a ninja.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
So a European black man tells a black woman she's too fat. But I thought the diets don't work the same.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Because that's what they told me when I said you shouldn't be 200 pounds. I thought white people were the reason you fat.
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today.
I thought fat phobia was rooted in racism.
Phobia is rooted in racism?
So black men must be telling the truth to these women. But they just don't want to hear from us. But it's okay for Je suis Francais to say that you're too fat. But Jamal, Devontae, and Deshaun can't tell you that you're too fat. And C-Marty. Oh, hold up. And C-Marty.
C-Marty!
We can't tell you that you need to drop some weight. But it's okay for someone else to do it. And listen, man. This is why I make my content, because I'm sick of this. I'm sick of the double standards. I'm sick of the buzzwords. I'm sick of the excuses. And listen, we have seen too many black women, women in general, American women in general. We've seen too many American women in general transform. But specifically black women, we have seen too many of them transform and get in shape and not subscribe to this bullshit. Ah. Oh, my bad. Wrong button. This bullshit.
I'm gonna have to go to the, wow, you're too fat for me.
And he was direct with it. He was direct. This is ridiculous, man. Hey, listen, ladies, and shout out to the black women watching the show that are fit, that are in shape, or that's trying to get on their journey, get it together, keep doing your thing. But I'm not subscribing. I'm not listening. Well, I never did subscribe to it, but I'm not listening to these black women shit no more. Too fat, big back. Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who gonna have big mama arms early.
Listen, I'm saying all the jokes now. I don't want to hear nothing else. And I think those of y'all who have those women in your family, if I have trainers watching, those of you that have black women clients, and those of y'all that date black women and have black women wives and girlfriends, it's time to be honest. It's 2025. That shit out the window. All this pandemic shit did was make people soft. The world is too fucking soft. And the reason they feel bad is because they know it's true. Because Je suis Francais could say it. So it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. Let's keep this episode going.
Dom DeMarco, Marco, DeMarco.
European people are more blunt and they don't mess with fat acceptance shit. They don't. And the Asians don't either. I don't know if the Middle Easterns do, but yeah, people don't fuck with that shit, man. He has an accent, so she was able to laugh off the fat comment, but trust in the inside, she was mortified. I believe it. She had to laugh that off, but it's the friend posting it though. Girl, if you don't.
Boy, if you don't.
Yeah, they want a viral moment. I guess because he's Afro-European, she's going to take it more seriously. Also, in case you didn't know, black women like to go to places like Italy a lot to date the local men there. I mean, come on, we knew that. Same shit with rich white men going to countries with darker-skinned women. Uh-oh. All right, guys. All right. All right, guys. Thought that was Tony Dungy. Head coach for the Indianapolis Colts, looking ass ninja. Sadly, we're the only community that praises being huge, man.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
The only fat Asian people I've seen are fat Asian women in the U.S. That's, yo. I saw a meme about Hispanics coming to the U.S. And they were like, before in the Spanish country and after in the U.S. And they was fat as hell. Them foreign men don't play. They will humble any woman real quick, man. I have to get a new tire tube. Someone. Okay. All right. Hello. Happy hump day. What's going on, man? Hey, anyway, I'm killing y'all already, man. Let's keep this episode. Forgot to put my phone on D&D. That thing blowing up over here. I'm like, why my phone blowing up? Anyway, what we got next, man? Oh, my, black men, what the hell is going on?
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
New rule, your belly can't touch the steering wheel. Your belly should not be touching the steering wheel. Let's check it out in 1 second. Make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
How your belly so big that you can't get out the car? You beeping the horn before that you can even get out the car. Listen, guys, this is, I don't care what anybody tells you. I don't care what woman says that she likes you like that. I don't care what genetics people tell you you got. This right here is unacceptable. If you go to any professional sporting event where they have black athletes, that could be soccer, that can be basketball, that can be football. Hands down, black men have the best physique. Hands down, black men have the best physiques. To let yourself get there is absolutely ridiculous. And this guy, he's a big content creator. We're at the point now where these big content creators is making a serious bag off of back being big as hell, belly being big as hell, big 9 months pregnant belly.
Nope.
What about the break belly?
Nope.
Contractions belly.
Nope.
About to push a baby out belly.
Nope.
But it's dudes out here getting the bag off it, man. And unfortunately, this is affecting the young generation. I'm seeing young guys making big back rap songs. I'm seeing dudes really building a following off of this. And what's crazy is they think people laughing with them. You so gullible, you think people laughing with you. They laughing at your big back ass. They laughing at your cheeseburger built ass.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Y'all got to care about yourselves, man. What's this going to turn into in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years? Probably going to get worse unless you have a health scare. Because you're making money off of it. Something, maybe it's not money. I don't know. Maybe it's the adrenaline rush from the engagement, from the content. Something's driving you to continue to do this. And these people ain't stopping. Social media ain't going nowhere. Oh, my bad. I meant to turn the volume on. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Not to mention, this could cause an accident.
We do not care.
This can cause an accident. You so selfish, you ain't even worried about other people on the road. What if your airbag don't pop out? You're cooked. Or what if it does pop out? It don't have no room to pop out. You're cooked. And as fat as this country is, you think it ain't people driving around with their belly on the steering wheel like that?
Belly?
Next time you go on the highway or next time you at a stoplight, really pay attention. You're going to see some bellies on the steering wheel.
Belly, belly?
If you in America. I see men built like that daily. Anywhere. Grocery store, post office, airport. It don't fucking matter. But fellas got to tighten up. This is no wonder we got the lowest testosterone and everybody think they need testosterone replacement therapy. And the car, you saw the shock absorption. Crazy. Anyway, fellas, tighten your shit up. And let's keep this episode going. I'm killing y'all today. Where we at in these comments, man? Took him a whole day to get out the car. Exactly. Remember the episode a couple weeks ago when the chick had the handle to get out the car? He gonna need one of them. You heard the beep, unk, that car screaming. The car is cooked. His back and front is pregnant with that big dad body.
My back pregnant.
The car is tired when he driving. He been fat and gay all his life. The car shake when he get in.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
The perfect button. Hey, yo. Too big to get out the car. Watch one of your videos from 2 months ago and saw the woman being rubbed on in the river dead. All of this nonsense needs to stop. Ridiculous, man. This is not okay. Nope.
Nope.
The neighbors probably use him as an alarm clock in the morning. Hey, big fella up, time to get up.
Nope.
The car lopsided. He's the airbag when the car gets in an accident. They don't think about the consequences till they're hospitalized. They think being big and huge is just who they are. Man. That's trifling, glorifying, getting obese and ignoring the consequences. They're hospitalized. It's like putting circle piece and a square piece. Big facts. Hey, we killing y'all today, man. Let's get it. Let's get it. We got more bellies on the steering wheel. Now, this lady is going to ask if your belly's on the steering wheel. And something's unique about her. And she's not from the black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
She's not from the black community.
My leg went out.
Shout out, Damon. What's good, Damon? Let's check out this lady, man.
Your belly touch your steering wheel while you're driving? In the center of the steering wheel, there's an airbag, which may explode in your direction in order to protect you if you're in an accident. But if you're sitting too close, it could actually really hurt you. It's your favorite fat...
No shit, Sherlock.
Queer automotive educator.
Fat queer automotive educator. What the... Okay, this is my, first of all, I don't like people making a fat brand. I don't like a fat brand, but now you're adding queer to it. So now it's a double victimhood. Now you really want people to feel bad for you when you're just a fucking loser. Let's hear that again, and I'll keep the video going.
You. It's your favorite fat queer automotive educator, and some steering wheels can be adjusted. They're typically called telescopic steering wheels. Adjust the steering wheel and seat to find a position that's safe to drive in with as
Dog, if you're doing all this, just go to the fucking
as much distance from your belly as you can. Seatbelts should be worn low across your hips and underneath your belly whenever possible. If the seat
put the seatbelt underneath your belly.
Belly, belly?
Yeah, America's cooked. You put the, do I have any accident experts in the chat? You put the seatbelt under your belly. That can't be safe. That can't be saving your life. Like, I really think they're in danger. There's no way that's going to be as effective as if the seatbelt went across where it's supposed to go across. No way it's saving your life.
Belt isn't long enough. You can buy a seatbelt extender. And remember, these are vehicle specific.
A car seatbelt extender, we're cooked. First, it was airplane seatbelt extenders. Now we got car seatbelt extenders.
Getting one from the dealership is the safest option. But if they don't make one, you can get a seatbelt extender from Seatbelt Extender Pros, which uses EU standards. Did you learn something? Comment and repost this video so it gets to everyone who needs it. Drive safe out there.
Oh, brother, this
I mean, luckily for me, the fitness industry isn't going anywhere, clearly, because they just keep coming up with more and more fat shit. There's always going to be people to help lose weight. But this right here, we're cooked. This is peak mental crisis. Peak mental crisis. A fat automotive expert, whatever the fuck she called herself. So this person has built a brand off of telling fat people how to drive comfortably.
Nope.
So clearly, we've identified an issue. It's not comfortable to drive. And it's possibly, well, not even possibly, it's clearly not safe to drive. Good, we acknowledge an issue. So instead of getting rid of the fat, we're going to get an adjustable steering wheel and seatbelt extenders. We're cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
And I don't know if that's a man or woman or what they identify as, but I'm just going to...
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
This one, too.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Listen, man, don't subscribe to any of these narratives, man. Don't subscribe to anything these people are talking about. Big backs is big bucks. These companies profit off your stupidity. These companies profit off of your ignorance. And the only people that suffer is you, your family, your loved ones, your people close to you. So, I'm not going to say excited, but I'm intrigued to see what's going to happen 10 to 20 years with these people pushing these narratives. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. Let's keep this episode going. That shit was crazy, bro. Bring back the mental house. Marsha, what up? Chelsea, what up? That's dangerous. Not being able to get out the car like that. God. I bet she has fecal matter on her harpy eagle claw nails from attempting to wipe her ass. That's crazy. Pronoun Z-Zer type person. Man, must they always leave with what they do in their bedroom? Who cares, man?
Boy, if you don't.
Do I see a hint of 5 o'clock shadow in that double chin? Who knows? At least it picked out the van to drive, right? And not that little ass car old boy had. Delusion makes them bulletproof. Is that a crop top? Who knows? Seatbelt extenders should be considered as extended clips. Bars. Would you take that down, Unc? Yeah, you're out of here, buddy. You're gone. Oops.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here, buddy. I blame 600 Pound Life. It seems like since the inception of that show years back, being fat has become increasingly glorified. People just find more ways every day to accommodate the fat. Definitely hormonal imbalance on fuller display. Yep, facts. The real question is, how much bigger do they plan on getting if they're asking for everything to be extended? I'm sure that his yellow outfit reeks of chunk funk and rancid fried food. Wow. All it takes is one cough, that steering wheel ain't turning. Facts. Let's keep this episode going. Damon said,
how dare you?
Let's keep it going. What we got next, man? Oh, brother. Oh, black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
We got to have a talk. Okay, listen. Before we show the video, it's one thing for me to come on here and talk about the black community. It's one thing for us to come on here and talk about the black community because our audience is majority black in the comments. Big Bunny for Marty. Oh, brother. It's one thing for us to talk about it. But you know it's bad out here when the white community is talking about big back obesity.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
In the black community. You know it's bad out here when they identifying the obesity issues in the black community.
Nope.
We got Matt Walsh here talking about EBT and food stamps. This woman here has thousands of dollars in EBT and food stamps. Cool. Okay. I mean, never mind. Whatever. Let's see what she buys. Let's see what these people are buying with their food stamps. And we wonder why we're so fat. Let's check it out.
Not be subsidizing obesity.
Welch juices, got two cases of these.
How much sugar are in Welch juices?
A box of Sam grain chips.
Two items, no nutrients. And processed.
They got these chips.
No nutrients, processed.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
No nutrients, processed.
Ballpark hot dogs.
Hey, hey, yo, hold up.
No Diddy, you know.
Some teriyaki noodles.
Yeah, we're cooked.
Some kind of
more chips, more processed.
A peck of ground beef.
Okay, you got some protein.
Peck is on the sticks.
Hot dogs, and hot dogs on the sticks.
Seasoning salt.
Okay.
Pickles.
Next time y'all tell me black women are fat because of stress, we're going to play this video.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
The next time y'all tell me black women are fat because of slavery, we're going to watch this video.
The diet don't work for you the same.
And if you listen on the audio, it says $1,500 in EBT. Checked my card and had $12,000 in food stamps.
Powder donuts.
I mean, I got.
So real quick, before Matt Walsh about to go ham, you know, conservative white Twitter, or they looking for a reason to talk about some black folks.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Yo, before I continue, we giving conservative white Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok a reason to talk bad about black folks. Thank you. Thank you for that. Anyway, I forgot what the fuck I was about to say. Oh, I was about to say. They say healthy food costs too much. Well, $1,500 in EBT, $12,000 in food stamps, but healthy food costs too much. Salads and fruits cost too much.
Nope.
All right, let's keep it going.
I mean, I got hypertension just from watching it. I died of a heart attack, came back to life, and then got diabetes and died again, then came back to life again, all while we were watching that. Nothing but processed junk food. Nothing, no real food. This goes on for 4 or 5 minutes. This woman is showing off all the stuff she bought. She bought a truckload of stuff with EBT, and none of it is food.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
But as long as she has her PhD, it's okay.
I'm a PhD.
Hey, look, man, bruh. I mean, it's just, it doesn't make sense to me how it's so controversial to address habits and address how people eat. You get in. Some of it is misinformation, and they don't have the education. I understand. But you get in free food. You ain't getting no eggs. You ain't getting no chicken. You didn't buy no water. No fruit. Not one vegetable. Nothing of any sort of nutrient, macronutrient, micronutrient, antioxidants. Hydration, nothing. And then when you walking around like this, you got the nerve to blame it on black men stressing you out. Well, yeah, you're eating teriyaki noodles and hot dogs on a stick. Yeah, you're stressed out. Yeah, your body, it feels like shit.
Nope.
I don't know how you wake up in the morning. I don't know how you sit up.
Nope.
I don't know how you walk a flight of steps. I don't know how you park a car and actually walk. It's hot as fuck outside. It's summertime. There's no way you're washing thoroughly.
What?
You're sweating everywhere.
What?
And then once you hear talk about you, you stressed from black men. You lucky you got men.
Nope.
You lucky. But I'm so sick of the excuses. You don't go for a walk. You don't have a gym membership. And this is what you buy with your EBT. And you feed it to your kids. And the kids don't learn shit. They want to have fat ass kids and blame genetics. Thick ass kids.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who's going to have Big Mama arms early.
Then you get online. White people see this shit. And then you mad that white people reacting to this shit now. There was a time where it was only me, a couple other motherfuckers reacting to this shit. Now you got the most conservative. Matt Walsh is the most conservative He's going to look for a reason to talk about black folks. He's looking for a reason to talk about ninjas. Ninjas. I don't know if I have anybody that like Matt Walsh watching, but that ninja's looking for, he wanted to talk about ninjas. Ninjas. I keep it real on both sides, conservative and the liberal side. I keep it real on both sides. Matt Walsh be rage baiting black folks, and we giving him a reason. Don't get mad at Matt Walsh. He doing what he do. Stop giving him a reason to fucking talk about us. Yeah, now you wish it was just me just talking about us ninjas.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
I miss when it was just C. Marty, man. At least C. Marty's a ninja. No white people talking about y'all now. Dom DeMarco, Marco. Then you crying racism. Well, you're being racist to yourself. You living up to the big back black stereotype.
Big back activity.
You did it to yourself. We'll call racism. It ain't you telling me that. Oh yeah, they only got that in the black supermarkets. You telling me in the whole supermarket it was only teriyaki noodles and hot dogs on a stick and Welch's juice and chips. They got like 3-4 different kinds of chips. Oh, but now it's racism, though. Yeah, racism. Yeah, it's slavery. It's from 1600s. It's the 1600s fault. It's the 1700s fault. 400 years. Shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Call me whatever you want to call me. I don't give a fuck. Y'all are fucking tripping. And the information's out there now. You on YouTube all day, Instagram all day, TikTok all day, and you ain't look up how should I eat to lose this weight. But you looking up baddies and fucking Love Island and the NBA Finals. You watching the NBA Finals and ain't want to take your big back ass to the gym. You about to watch NFL and you ain't think to lift some weights like the ninjas. Fucking crazy, man. Anyway. Let's get in these comments, man. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. I'm killing y'all today, man. Hit the like button, man. Dom DeMarco. Fucking crazy. No, we're going to look at this shit again. We're going to look at this racist shit again. Call me racist. Call me coon.
I'll be subsidizing obesity.
Welch Juicy's got 2 cases of these. A box of Sam Green chips.
Crazy.
Hit a bit of one. They got these chips.
Racism. Oh no, what's the new one? The medical field doesn't know how to react to black women. That's the newest one.
Ballpark hot dogs.
Well, guess what? White people that eat like this too, they got the same issues your black ass got.
Teriyaki
and Hispanics.
Teriyaki noodles.
Slavery. It's slavery.
Some
kind of Doritos. She don't even know what Doritos she picking up. She's just picking shit up.
Ground beef. Peppers on the sticks. Seasoning salt. Pickles.
Crazy. Oh, pickles. That's okay.
Powdered donuts.
I mean, I got hypertension just from watching it. I died of a heart attack, came back to life, and then got diabetes and died again, then came back to life again, all while we were watching that. Nothing but processed junk food. Nothing. No real food. This goes on for 4 or 5 minutes. This woman is showing off all the stuff she bought. She bought a truckload of stuff with EBT, and none of it is food.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, man. Let's get in these comments. I'm killing y'all today, man. Shit is crazy, bro. This shit is crazy, bro. And they mad at me. They mad at me. Snacks and drinks. Yeah, 1500, Tampa, Nigerian queen. 1500. That whole apartment smell like 10 cans. Bounce that chunk funk. I hope she at least buy some eggs. Well, we saw that didn't happen. Where's the food? Ain't no food.
Nope.
The whole house happy. Yeah, they happy. The whole house, as soon as you walk in the house, you hear this. That's all you hear in the house. I know that grape juice, 8 fluid ounce, about 36 grams of sugar. Somebody, if you can, look up the Welch's sugar in the juice. High blood pressure. Her kids behind her are looking at what they future finna be like if they follow in her footsteps. Yep. Girl, I know you lying. We are cooked. $1,500 worth of diabetes. Facts. This just pissed me off. I would have had a ball at Whole Foods. LOL, you know they not cheap. That's what I'm saying, bro. We do it to ourselves. Did they buy any meat? The hot dogs don't count. One case of ground beef. That's it. One case of ground beef. Seriously, though, walking to any Winn-Dixie, Giant, or Food Lion, you'll see white people just as big buying the same crap with EBT. The weight epidemic is not exclusive to the black community. You're absolutely right. And that's what I said, because the same problems occur with different races who eat like that. White, Hispanic, it don't fucking matter. I can't say Asians because they don't do that shit. You'll never see a fat Asian unless he's a sumo wrestler. You do see some fat Asians in the United States, though. That's facts. But yeah, same shit happens to them. EBT Hall, fuck you talking about. Right. Truckload of bottomless pounds. Costco ground turkey, frozen vegetables, and fruit with change to last. Matt Walsh is not even as harsh as the rest of the Daily Wire hosts. He tends to go easy on them. Oh, yeah. Listen, bro. I'm sorry, sis. Rhonda. Matt Walsh, Ben Shapiro, Nick Fuentes. Who's another one? All them guys. They looking for a reason to crash out on black people.
Nope.
And we just gonna give them a reason. Yeah, go ahead, talk about black people. Then you mad talking about some damn racism. Crazy. Revoke her privileges. That cabbage is quite cheap. Dude, Elliot, the elephant shit. They look like baby elephants. I don't give a fuck. He couldn't wait for a reason to talk about some N-words. That's what I'm saying. Ninjas. They want to talk about ninjas, bro. Nobody getting 12,000 in stamps. I hate it, though, that it had to be a black woman to post this nonsense on social media. Many think this is reflective of all black people. Unfortunately, facts. The only men who would deal with those women are locked up. 12,000 food stamps. I'm low-key hating. Crazy. She got them knotless braids, though. $100. I love a crash out from Chris. Shout out C-Marty.
C-Marty!
Black people do bring content that harbors views. Man, SAG, what up? Marty Flex again. LOL, ladies, y'all agree or what? See, we trying to have a real conversation.
Break free, you're up.
And you out here. What ninjas talking about? Did you see the video, Marsha? Big Mama, your arm. Big Joint naming all the snacks. Look like my neighbor across the hall with the bad kids and see Marty Wi-Fi that be stingy with her EBT card, but always begging for rides. You're out of here.
Break three, you're out.
It's a bullfrog. It's a toad. Oatmeal cheaper than cereal also and customizable. I use pumpkin spice in mine. You could definitely get creative with the oatmeal. Truckload. Yes, we're cooked. You need a truckload horn sound. All right, remind me, DeMond. Case ground of beef is going to go for hamburger helpers. I guess so. Welch is 30 to 40% of the daily value. Man, Asians don't even eat the food. They be selling in the carryout. We're cooked because all Americans do is cook. And listen, man, I'm cooking y'all on this episode. Let's keep it going. Oh, we got the homie Gemini Jen on Instagram. She was on a podcast a minute ago. If you're an OG podcast watcher, you remember her. She said, are these men pregnant? She said, are these men pregnant?
My back pregnant.
And I said, ain't no way.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
She said, it's a way. So let's check it out.
I know it's a lot going on in the world right now, but you don't have to look like it.
Oh.
I was out the other day, and I just seen so many men with poppable bellies.
Poppable was crazy.
It would just take a needle and just pop it like a balloon. At this point, I don't know if it's babies in it, a baby in the belly, or is that just liquor? Come on.
It's definitely liquor.
Y'all don't care no more?
No, they don't
care. I'm telling y'all, man.
They said they getting money, though.
Y'all start telling y'all man, like, hey, babe, you can come to the gym with me. Because it's the women work out. It's the men. Tell your man to come to the gym. Bring your man to work out with.
Well, I don't, hold on now, Jen. I got to disagree with you there. I think the men work out more than the women. I'm just saying. But she's absolutely right about everything else about the men.
Today. Actually, all my clients, if you want your man to come with you to the gym this week, let me know. We're going to figure something out. Just bring your man to the gym day this week.
Shout out to her, man. And that episode she was on with us, man, she was on there clowning, bro. I definitely, oops, my bad. I don't know what I pressed, but I ain't mean to press it. All right, we good. Yeah, she was on there clowning with us. I need to tag this the episode in here. Maybe I'll put it in the chat. But she's absolutely right, man. The fellas, you can't just focus on the money. And if, you know, if you are one of the guys that has your girl going to a trainer, paying a trainer, and you're not in the gym,
what?
You're tripping. No reason your woman should be in the gym and your bitch ass ain't in the gym. I don't care what the excuse is. 10-hour day, 12-hour day, 14-hour day, don't care. Like I said, especially black men, we had the best genetics. We do. So for us to sit here and say all this genetic shit is why we fat is absolutely ridiculous. Get your ass in the gym. You're not in the gym. You're not lifting weights. Wonder why your testosterone's low and think you need testosterone replacement therapy. You don't need TRT. You need a gym membership. You need to lift some weights, eat more protein, drink more water, walk more. Get your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
We don't care about the excuses. Your kids are watching. All right? This is getting crazy out here, man. You got YouTube. At this point, every man has a friend or knows someone or follows some type of trainer on social media. You on Instagram, just scrolling, looking at booty. Get your ass up in the gym. You hopping in DMs, trying to get your nut off. Get your ass to the gym. You looking at sports highlights. Get your ass to the gym. Oh, the Commanders traded the receiver. Ass ninja. Get your ass to the gym, man. No reason a grown man can't squat his body weight. No reason you can't bench press 225. We'll bump it down to 185. I'll be nice today. But fellas, we got to get it together, man. The male physique is terrible. And we got less testosterone on average than our grandfathers. So we got to get it together, man. This shit is getting crazy. So, hey, man. Anyway, shout out to Jim for the fire video. Let's get these comments. Let's get this episode going. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Dom DeMarco. Where we at in these comments, man? Americans eat out versus cooking. That's why we're so sick. She said they back pregnant.
My back pregnant.
Her voice has me fucked up, but I do agree with her. She from Chicago too, Wicked Scorpion. Sis told the truth. I see it too every day, man. Why every time someone says something about black people, we have to have 15 minutes of but white people. Man, Alpha Pest with the bars. Alpha Pest dropping bars on the show. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Big facts. I didn't know she was on the video with you. Yeah, I'm gonna see if I can find that joint on the next when I play the next video. I'm gonna see if I can find it. But yeah, she was on there. Just bear with me. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. I'm gonna find this video so I can drop it in the chat for y'all. But yeah, man, she got on the podcast with it was her, Atlas, and I think it was Sydney. I had three girls on the show, and they killed that show. Let's see if I can find it right quick. I can't find it, so I'm gonna have to find it another day. But it's definitely on YouTube. It's on there somewhere. I'll find it another day. But let's keep it going. Genesis was on point with what she said. Absolutely. To be fair, though, at my gym, I'm seeing a lot of women knocking it out. Oh, yeah, they in there. I just don't think they in there more than the men. Back in the day, I used to call a dope dealer bellies because once dudes start getting money in the streets, start getting that big belly. Men should be an example. Unc, do you think Adam from the Bible is a simp? That's a good question. At the end of the show. Depends on the gym you're at. The gym I go to, there has men and women. Okay. Bro, I work 10 hours a day with two bad knees, still find time to train. Fucking excuses, especially if you're a man. They hopping in DMs, but not hopping in the gyms. They be trying to get in between a woman's legs, but won't train legs. Bars. I had three people at the grocery store tonight ask me about my Less Brunches, More Crunches shirt. Shout out to you. Hey.
Let him cook.
LessBrunchesMoreCrunches.com, Jenny. Let him know. And she close to you too, Wicked Scorpion. Yep. That voice on here, waste of pretty. Damn, they said she raspy. Hey, yo, man. Whatever, man. Anyway, let's keep it going, man. I'm killing y'all.
Dom the Monko.
Hey, man. We got dumbass shortcuts, man. Listen, bro. When I tell you, the formula is so simple, but nobody wants to actually do the shit that works. Nobody wants to do the shit that's scientifically proven to work. Let's check out this shortcut. And I mean, it's ridiculous, man. So if you didn't see, she's in some machine laying down and kicking her legs.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
She's laying down, kicking her legs. You could stand up and kick and run your legs. You could stand up and lunge your legs. You could stand up and walk your legs.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco, DeMarco.
America is becoming lazier and lazier, and wonder why we keep becoming fatter and fatter. The further away we get from slavery, the more we want to blame fucking slavery for being fat asses. And we got young girls. This young woman, she's pretty. She looks like she's somewhat in shape. She hasn't accumulated no fat, probably doesn't have any kids, and she's advertising this dumbass shortcut. When she probably would do way more for her brand if she actually got in the gym and put in some work. She would affect more women positively if she actually got in the gym and did some work. Listen, man, shortcut is never the way to go. The process is simple. Is it easy? Hell no, it's not easy. But getting fat ain't easy either.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco, DeMarco.
Why is getting fat not easy? Because you know you feel fat, but you still ate fat food. You know you feel fat. You looked in the mirror, put that skirt on or put that shirt on and tried to hide your belly with the skirt or the shirt. Bars. So it might seem like the gym is hard, but for you to psychologically, for you to put that shit on, knowing that you don't like how you look, you're going to continue to eat the shit that made you look like that, knowing you don't like how you feel after you ate it, you feeling sluggish, that's hard too. Choose your difficult and don't do these dumbass shortcuts, and let's keep this podcast going.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
Crazy, man. Adam was a simp. We're gonna we talk about it after. I don't understand what's going on here. What's the point? There ain't none.
Nope.
That vid had sexual connotations to it. Did it? If it did, I apologize. Anything for the OnlyFans subscribers. Yeah, that's not going anywhere either. That's a whole, yeah. It's Burger King, Wendy's, Popeyes. I got you. It's Burger King.
It's Burger King.
It's Wendy's.
It's Wendy's.
Popeyes.
Lord, how'd you get Popeyes?
Remind me of those ab stimulator scam, man. If she wanted to burn calories laying down, yeah, you're out of here, buddy. Yeah, that's
strike three, you're out.
Yeah, bro. You gotta go. You gotta go. Yeah, exactly. Too damn much doing too damn much. That's why your name too damn much. They said shortcuts are the best way. Head ass. I think black people want to be enslaved and go through segregation days. I think so too, man. So basically, she spent a bunch of money to do something that she just had to do by stepping outside. Make it make sense. Watson clearly sees lost 30 pounds with no gym membership and walking and watching what I eat actually wasn't as hard as I thought, Ed, man. I'm telling you. And listen, if you want to do it like Watson, that's perfectly fine. I advocate going to the gym. I advocate building muscle. I advocate lifting weights, having a routine in the gym. But if you don't want to do it like that and you still want to get active in another way and clean up your diet like Watson, it's perfectly fine. I'm a fan of it. But I'm not a fan of that big back activity.
Big back activity.
Eating healthy and going to the gym get easier over time. Absolutely, man. All right, we're going to have a serious talk, all right? This is where people don't like me. This is where the gym community hates me and soft-ass trainers like James Coppola. If you don't know who James Coppola is, type in on YouTube, see Marty Fit, James Coppola, and you'll see that bitch-ass ninja.
Shut your bitch-ass up, nigga.
I had to call the Avengers to cook his ass. Anyway, you got soft-ass trainers like James Coppola, all these big back trainers, and doesn't matter what a trainer looks like. It matters about his education. Head ass. This is where people get mad at me. We're going to watch the video and I'll expound after. Make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy. Let's keep this thing going.
Stop chasing the vanity look. Look at my body. I got rolls. I ain't got no visible six pack. I got acne. I'm super, super pasty. And that's all right. I got a body that can perform though. I can lift a lot of weight and I'm absolutely blessed to be able to run as much.
Before we finish the video, if you go to the gym consistently, you do all this stuff, and your body doesn't look like it, nobody gives a fuck. I'm just being honest. I'm being honest. I'm not saying that you got to look like you on the steroids. You got to look like you on the gear. I'm not saying you got to have a six-pack all year, because I don't have a six-pack all year. But if you don't look like you can lift all the weight and do all the cardio you say you can do, I promise you, no one gives a fuck.
As many miles as I'm doing right now and as fast as I'm doing. And that's what it's all about. Being able to perform the body that you are in. Stop looking for that vanity look.
I mean, listen, and he's not wrong.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
He's not wrong. But where people mess up is, if you don't have an aesthetic goal, right, cool, fine, you don't want to look like you built some muscle, you just want to be able to perform in the gym, cool, people are still going to talk about you. If you're the guy in the gym who has been looking the same since day one, people are still going to look at you like you're freaking crazy. You have to understand that. Don't come on the internet defending it. Don't come on the internet defending your lack of progress. Because that's how it comes off. And we're there to get better. Most people are there to look better. Let's keep behind it. Most people want to go to the gym to look better. But you coming on the internet looking all soggy with your shirt off, trying to get some sympathy. I'm not a fan of that. And what's wrong with taking pride in what you look like? What's wrong with that? You put in work. You put in hours of work. You sacrifice to do this. Why not get a result from it? It's crazy, bro. And you'll have guys like this in my DM and my comments basically telling me, hold on.
Stop chasing the vanity look.
You'll have guys in my comments and DMs telling me they can lift more than me. They could do more than me. I don't care, bro. I look better than you. At this point, you're taking the long route. So, hey man, it is what it is. If you want to be like him, go ahead. I'm not stopping you. But no, just know people are gonna look at you crazy, and you know I'm gonna tell the truth. And you know I gotta go. Let's keep this episode going. Where we at in the comments? Watson says she got weights at home. Okay, Watson, you doing your thing. I love it, bro. Look like he do 5 push-ups, goon in the sauna, then dip. Yeah, that's fucking crazy. Molly Maul, he's trying to cope with bad genetics. I mean, basically. I care about my internal functions just as much as the exterior. Yep. Sound like he just don't want to clean that diet up. And that's what it comes down to. That's what it comes down to. All right, listen, we got two more videos we're going to get out of here. We got this BBW. She gets upset because she's sitting next to a guy on the plane, and he texts his friend like, hey, I got this fat girl next to me. And she got pissed. So let's check it out, man. You have to look the part. I've said it before. When I was a cross-country coach, I had to do the same workouts and look the part. Absolutely. Wicked Scorpion, I'm not reading your comment. All right, let's check out this BBW on the plane who gets pissed, and we're going to have a nice little talk about it.
As I walk on the plane, I was met with this person that was just disgusted by the fact that I existed next to him.
I couldn't help but notice that before we took off, you were sending really horrible text messages about me to somebody. You know nothing about me by the size of my body.
You know, in fairness, you probably shouldn't be sitting in the Mexico seat. You know, when they ask you, are you willing and capable to assist people in getting off the airplane in an emergency, do you honestly think that you are?
Facts.
I'm saying things like, I was spilling over into his side, I was taking up his room.
You can see the guy's actual texts. His friend writes, hopefully she didn't eat any Mexican food. To which the passenger replied, I think she ate a Mexican.
Bar, shout out to them. And listen, you got to understand, one, if you're going to be a plus-size person getting in that small space, the person next to you is going to be uncomfortable. That's the first thing. You need to accept that. Don't get mad because your selfish ass wants to spill over into someone's seat and make them uncomfortable. Yes, he was pissed. Two, why are you in his phone? You got a lot of nerve getting, first of all, you got a lot of nerve getting a middle seat on the plane and you're a plus size woman. So yes, people are going to be upset. You're in his phone and he made a great point. It's an exit row. Why are you in an exit row? And you can't even help yourself. If there's an emergency, they're depending on you to help people. And you could barely pick yourself up off the ground. You can probably barely get out of your bed. So we just named like two or three selfish things. This shit is getting crazy. She shouldn't even be allowed to get in an exit row. She shouldn't be allowed to cop that ticket. But there's always an accommodation for the big back. Oh, we have to be nice. We have to move with grace.
Nope.
I think she got what she deserved. If you're big, you need to buy two seats. And if you don't fucking like it, lose some weight. And that's why this country just keep getting fatter. But again, it's big business. I'm not trying to take money out of anyone's pocket, but hey, it is what it is, man. Let's keep it going. We got one more video. I'm killing y'all. Hit the like button. Ruck marching / wearing a weighted vest is great for walking too. Why was that seat smelling horrible? Facts. Southwest is getting rid of their customer of size policy. Now they must pay for 2+ seats. Absolutely. Because people got sick of it, man. You know, I had already stopped Southwest for other reasons. But if I was still flying Southwest at the time when they did that, I would have stopped too. I just refused to fly Southwest ever again. I'm sick of them. But that right there solidified it. I was waiting for a Jenny community L. Yeah, it is a Jenny community L. It is. But y'all took one at the beginning too.
How dare you?
Jenny community took a L at the beginning too. She invaded his physical space and his cyberspace. Bars. Imagine paying for a seat you can't even get your whole chair and someone reading your messages. Man, spilling over is correct. Yeah, spilling over. Big facts, man. All right, we got Tony Fine says, don't focus on just losing weight. Then we're going to wrap it up. Get up out of here, man.
So much. Rick Ross lost weight. He looks absolutely terrible. So it's irrelevant whether or not he lost weight. Losing weight is a combination of losing fat and muscle. That's why your bust is deflated like a balloon that's been popped with flabby, saggy, excess skin. That's why he flabby. Okay, I love Rosé. I'm from Miami. I love Rosé down. But that's not a physique you want. I want you to think about it. Everyone is like obsessed with weight loss.
Yeah, next time you talk about weight loss, look at the person's physique. You know, most men don't want to look like Rick Ross. Am I happy he lost weight? Yes. But you know, don't just focus on weight loss. Body composition always
wins. But if you think about it, do you want to look like Rick Ross? Or do you want to look like Jonathan Majors? Do you want to look exactly like Joe Rogan, who said get a DEXA scan, who has a bunch of muscles, right? Or do you want to look like Al Sharpton? You're obsessed with somebody who...
Al Sharpton lost a lot of weight. Looks horrible.
Lost weight, but if you thought about it, do you even want to look like that? Aunt Sharon Osbourne took Ozempic. She looks a hot mess. Do you want to look like that? Or do you want to look like Tiana Taylor? Like, bro, or do you want to look like Angela Bassett? Those are two women about the same ages. Right. Sharon Osbourne was on the weight loss injections. Angela Bassett was not. Who you want to look like?
Facts.
Okay, so don't do what they did. Do what Angela did. Angela Bassett follows a meal plan. She lifts weights. Do that. Facts. Do that. Thank you so much. Exactly. They look busted, deflated like balloons in the pop. So I don't care what you did to lose weight. I care what you did to build muscle. What did you do to build muscle?
All facts, man. Listen, man, body composition always wins, bro. And if you don't know who Angela Bassett is, I'm sure most of y'all do. But if you don't, they had a picture of her the other day walking. And, bro, for her age, how old, somebody tell me how old is Angela Bassett? What was that picture? I can't find that picture now, of course. But how old is Angela Bassett? She was looking bomb. I'm trying to find her in that sweatsuit picture. I sound like a old creepy. I'm trying to find that sweatsuit picture. Hold on. Here you go. I found it. For 62, I think she's what? Is she 62? Yeah, let's pull it up. Let's pull this up. Just so y'all know, man. Body composition is always going to win. She's 66. All right, here we go. Look. She looking bomb, man. She's looking bomb at 66, bro. She got a nice little body. She got the cakes out. But body composition wins. When you focus on building muscle, you focus on burning fat, and you focus on how your body looks. You don't just focus on the scale, trying to drop weight as quickly. You're going to look great, and you're going to feel great too. I'm sure Angela Bassett ain't starving herself. I'm sure she has discipline with her food. Maybe she goes hungry sometimes. That's just part of being lean, weight loss, whatever your goal is, that's part of it. But body composition is the clear winner, man. And you should care about what your body looks like, you know. Believe it or not, you know, people judge you off of what your body looks like. Is it fair at times? No, it's not. But that's the world we live in. There's always a double standard. There's always something that isn't fair, but that's just the way it goes, man. So get in the gym. Lift the weights, eat properly, and if you want to have something on the side, you want to have a cheat meal, go ahead, but make it a meal. You shouldn't have no cheat day. You should never have a day where you're eating whatever the fuck you want, not being mindful of calories all day. That right there, one, is going to ruin your physique. Two, it's going to ruin your progress for the week. If you went to the gym 5 times this week, and let's say you burn 500 calories 5 days, that means you burned 2,500 calories in the gym. Now, of course, you're going to burn more with your total daily expenditure, you know, throughout the rest of the day. But let's just focus on the gym. You burn 2,500 calories in a week at the gym. You go on Saturday, just Saturday, and eat fucking 3,000. You ate more than you burned in the gym during the week. Let's keep it 100. Do you think if you consistently do that, you're going to get the physique that you want? Come on, let's be real. You're trying to drop body fat. You're going to do that shit every fucking weekend. And I'm being generous. It'd be way more than that. You probably got 1,000 just off of the liquor alone. You get 3 drinks, that's 1,000. Some of y'all 10 shots, depending what the shots are, that's 1,000. Not to mention the food and dessert. So we're really talking 4,000 or 5,000. So yeah, you're killing your progress. But hey, like I said, body composition wins. And it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go, man. Where are we at in these comments? The economy messed up. So many companies have to lock in. What was that response to the, Southwest joint? Facts. Build muscle, lose fat. Ozempic makes people look like a saggy condom. That unnecessary.
Strike three, you're out.
Scott Smith said 66. Yeah, Angela Bassett, 66, looking bomb, man.
Excuse me.
And if you value, you know, looking great as you age, make weights part of your routine. Make weights part of your routine. Angela Bassett age is too fine, forever young. Facts. Indeed. Body recomp is the way. Build muscle, lose fat. It takes a long time, but it's so worth it. You have to fall in love with the process, not the finish line. Angela Bassett is killing the women half her age. And that's another thing right there, man. I got to start using Angela Bassett as an example more to shut these women up, man. Angela Bassett is 66 and far removed from slavery, but closer to slavery than y'all big back asses talking
big
shit.
Big back activity.
And she's not using that excuse, so I don't want to hear that shit. Can you pull up the Ozempic lady, Sharon Osbourne, she mentioned? Yeah, let's check out Sharon Osbourne. Let's see if I can find it. Sharon Osbourne, Ozempic. Let's see. Oh, brother. Oh, brother. They're going to cancel me. Oh, man. Look at her. See, they only showing her face. They ain't showing the full body. Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, that's what it does to you, man. That's what it does to you, bro. The, you know, looking like, what's that show called? Damn it. I can't think of that show. It's that show that I used to be scared of when I was little. Crypt something. What's that Crypt show? That's what she looking like. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a big difference, man. She always looked amazing. Strength training, yoga, whole food diet. Tony Fine looked like Arsenio Hall without that wig. You're out of here, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
You be hyping it, bro. You be hyping it, bro. Tony Fine is not ugly, bro. Cheat days are a downward spiral. It's hard to come out of them. Yep. Skinny fat. Exactly. I'm glad you said that about a cheat day, too. A whole day will absolutely likely cancel out any gains for the week. Yep. When you eat healthy and work out as a lifestyle, you will always look young. Sharon looked great. Looks scary. Look crazy. Tales from the Crypt. Yes. She looked like. She looked like Tales from the Crypt looking ass. That's crazy. Get off the Ozempic. Tales from the Crypt. Thank you, y'all. Thank everybody. Tales from the Crypt. Yep. Thank you, y'all. Keep up the great work. See Marty Lee. Thank you. And before we get out of here, I'm going to just share one thing with y'all, man. Listen, you see, Less Brunches, More Crunches gear. Shout out to the Less Brunches, More Crunches clothing brand, lessbrunchesmorecrunches.com. Cop your gear. Having fun with adding stuff to the show, man. But yeah, I'm definitely trying to promote the gear, promote the brand more. But anyway, man, another fire episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead. Follow my social media. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on YouTube, where you're watching right now. Subscribe to the page, share it with a friend. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And cop some gear. You know, you just saw the ad, you know, lessbrunchesmorecrunches.com, or you can get on YouTube and buy directly from any of the videos because I am monetized on YouTube. So please support the brand, man. Support. Where we at in the comments? Great show. Thank you. was a blast, Marty. See you guys in the next one. Appreciate you watching Slick Ad. And then look at Wicked and look at Rhonith, man. Don't listen. If just know the ad is the ad. The ad is fire. Thank you, Beth Ann Brown. The ad, Wicked and Rhonith just hating. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
It's like, nah. You know the motto though, man. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. And we'll be live again Friday, 10 p.m. Friday Eastern. 10 p.m. Eastern. That's like a standard go time. That works for me perfectly on Fridays. When Sunday and Wednesday be up in the air, but I make sure I do a show for y'all. Reposted support. Do you think Adam is a simp? Damn, I ain't got time to explain, but yes. It's a good ad. Thank you, Wicked Scorpion. Appreciate that, man. Rhonith, my bad. My bad. My bad, see Marty. It's like, nah. Hey, man. Fire episode. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Catch y'all on Friday. We out of here. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button. Smash that subscribe button. And you got to share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches. The illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.